Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lee Stang. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Miller. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Miller. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Davalillo steals third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bulfari. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Davalillo scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Gonzalez reaches third base with a triple. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hauser moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Larson now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Whitfield goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-1 in the game. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Palmer pinch hits for Don Larson. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Palmer now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Alves moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-2 in the game. Stang strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alves is hit by the pitch. Davalillo moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Adair reaches second base with a double. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to third. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. 1 out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell juggles the ball. That's an error on Powell. Askew moves to second. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 3 in the game. Stang hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing second base. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing first base. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulfari strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bulfari out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.